Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Donald Trump delivers a major foreign policy speech. Here's some of it today at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington.
I'd like to talk today about how to develop a new foreign policy direction for our country, one that replaces randomness with purpose, ideology with strategy, and chaos with peace. It's time to shake the rust off America's foreign policy.
That is the calmest I think I have ever heard him in a speech.
Written on a teleprompter.
Well, yeah. We are going to have more on that in just a couple of minutes. But let's turn now to the Democrats. After Hillary Clinton's wins in 4 out of 5 northeastern states last night, her rival for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, Bernie Sanders, today is reportedly reassessing how to shape his campaign from here. Sanders and his campaign sent out mixed messages yesterday about how hard he's going to continue to fight for the nomination. Here and now, political analyst Angela Rye joins us via Skype. She's a Democratic strategist not aligned with any campaign. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Jeremy.
So let's talk about Hillary Clinton. She is now 90% of the way to winning the delegates she needs to win the nomination. That includes the superdelegates. And in her speech last night, she clearly pivoted to the general election, although she still cannot really ignore Bernie Sanders. Here's some of what she said in reference to him.
That's why we're setting bold, progressive goals backed up by real plans that will improve lives. After all, that is how progress gets made. We have to be both dreamers and doers.
Angela, first of all, is the race for the Democratic nomination effectively over? And if it is, what does Hillary Clinton need to do to get the Sanders supporters behind her?
Well, I think a lot of folks have been saying this, and I agree that short of a miracle, it's going to be impossible for Bernie Sanders to catch Hillary Clinton. And by miracle, I mean Hillary Clinton decides she no longer really wants this thing that she's wanted for several years.
Yeah.
And leaves the race. But yeah, it's going to be very tough to catch her. Just like she said in the speech, I think that we have to give honor to the fact that Bernie Sanders has been very clear about moving the left further left, moving the Democrats further left with a more progressive agenda. The problem is Bernie Sanders never really clearly articulated how to get some of the things done that many folks have referred to as pie in the sky. Where are the white papers telling us how we're going to solve for transportation crises or Wall Street breaking up Wall Street banks? Those are some of the major challenges that he's had. The ideas sound great, but when you talk about implementation, how does that get done, particularly when you don't have a favorable House and Senate?
Well, here's what Bernie Sanders said at a rally last night in West Virginia, which votes on May 10th.
This campaign is not just about electing a president. It is about transforming our nation.
Do you think Bernie Sanders is going to stay in this until the convention, or do you expect he will get out of the race before then?
No, I think he'll definitely stay in the race. There's nothing about Bernie Sanders that says he is losing faith or running out of steam, and he's certainly not running out of money. We know, of course, that just last month, Bernie Sanders raised more than every single presidential candidate.
Do you think that there's any chance that he's going to do what Donald Trump tried to get him to do last night, which is to run as an independent, Bernie Sanders?
I think no. I do think he's going to focus his energy just like he did at the beginning. And I think he was surprised, and so many of us were surprised when he did very well. He's going to go back to working on shaping the Democratic agenda from now through the convention.
If it is going to be Trump versus Clinton in the general election, we got a little preview of some of Trump's lines of attack last night. He said that Hillary Clinton wouldn't get 5% of the votes if she were a man. Here's what she said in response to that.
Mr. Trump accused me of playing the, quote, woman card. Well, if fighting for women's health care and paid family leave and equal pay is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
And here is Trump on MSNBC this morning.
Well, I haven't quite recovered. It's early in the morning from her shouting that message. And I know a lot of people would say you can't say that about a woman because, of course, a woman doesn't shout. But the way she shouted that message was not ooh.
Angela, as a Democratic strategist, when you hear that, what do you think about how this is going to play out, or how Hillary Clinton's campaign should be responding, or how they are going to have to play this in a general election if it's the two of them?
I think Hillary Clinton would break the internet if she responded using Birdman's tweet from the Breakfast Club this week, which is put some respect on my name. Like, she should just come back to Trump and say, you know, I'm not going to respond to your attacks. True to what I said earlier this week, I'm going to respond to what the people need to hear. I really still can't believe, Jeremy, that he's gone this far and that he's this close to winning the Republican primary. I keep waiting for Ashton Kutcher to jump out the bushes somewhere and tell me I'm punked. I'm getting punked because this is like,
I don't think that's
really
going to happen, Angela.
I don't think that's going to happen. Waiting for it. And so I think the reality of it is we have a GOP candidate on the other side who has said that language that is riddled with bigotry is the opposite of political correctness. And I think that that's not what we need, not just in our discourse, but in our policy making. And our foreign diplomacy efforts, all of what he does is negative. The talking points about Hillary are the least of those, and I know they're only going to get worse.
That's Angela Rye, here and now, political analyst and a Democratic strategist not aligned with any campaign. Angela, thank you.
Thank you.